Why don't I ask Shmuley to start, and then we'll take it as it comes, right?
Yes, absolutely. I can only assume that Hindus get a huge discount on everything. First of all, it is a true pleasure to be here at the Chopra Center for Well-Being. For years, like so many of you, I heard all about Deepak, saw him speak on TV constantly, read his books, and therefore it was a pleasure for me to appear with him at his invitation at a seminar at Oxford where I served as rabbi to the students for 11 years. And we then did this event together. The only introduction I'd like to say in terms of being here is not only how professional everything is and how truly spiritual it is. You really feel like you're almost in a little cocoon, a bastion of spirituality and away from the rat race. But more importantly, as a man who has a great love of all spiritual traditions and as a man who sees the importance of the world having a soul, I think we all, as I said to 1,500 Jewish participants who came to our lecture in New York, I think all us Americans owe a great debt of gratitude to Deepak for mainstreaming spirituality. I mean, who would have thought that the capitalist United States, which thank God is so wealthy and so material, and where the average Sunday is like going to, you know, what are you going to do this week? Well, we're going to the mall. Where are you going to come with us? And who would have thought that spirituality would have gone mainstream? And that is largely due to the efforts of one man. A true revolution. So it's a pleasure to be here, and I take my hat off to you, although I'll take my yarmulke off to you. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you about relationships and spiritual energies of the masculine and feminine from the Jewish Kabbalistic perspective. I hope that I will pepper it with many modern examples. I am a man who writes about relationships. Deepak said I just published a book called Kosher Sex. I have a book coming out on the 18th of January called Dating Secrets of the Ten Commandments. That'll be followed by a book called Kosher for Passover Sex. No, I'm kidding. That's just a joke. Okay. Let me begin with a little story that I think you'll all be able to identify with. So here you have Chaim and Ethel Schwartz are married for 40 years. Feels more like 4,000, but they're married for 40 years, and they're walking down the boardwalk in Miami where I grew up. And he's not as young as he once was, and neither is she. They both have arthritic elbows, and the knees sort of are caving in. They're walking down the boardwalk when suddenly Chaim points to this fence and he says, "Ethel? That's the fence." And she doesn't know what her husband's talking about. She says, "What fence?" He says, "Not what fence. It's the fence." She says, "You know, don't drive me crazy. What's so special about this fence?" He says, "Ethel, think back all those millennia ago. It's the place where you and I first made love, against that fence on the boardwalk." And she thinks back, and lo and behold, it really is. It's the fence. And he looks at his wife and he says, "Ethel, you think we can try again?" And she looks at her husband and says, "I don't know, we can try. We might die trying, but we'll try." So he grabs his wife and he presses her against this fence. And lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, she is a woman transformed. Suddenly, she is shrieking blood-curling howls at the top of her lungs. She is pulling out the last few strands of hair from his balding scalp. She is digging her nails deep, tearing out huge chunks of flesh. And Chaim is so excited. He says, "Ethel, this is exactly the way it was 40 years ago." And Ethel looks back at her husband and says, "No, Chaim, 40 years ago, the fence wasn't electrified." Thank God that worked. After all that, you know. The reason why the joke is funny, obviously, is that all of us laugh at the loss of passion in marriage and relationships. It's something we can all identify with. We don't expect that any relationship can sustain its spark. It's almost like we've all consigned ourselves to the fact that at best, a good relationship is about being good friends, maybe even best friends. But friendship is the most you can expect from a male-female relationship. A nice, calm, steady friendship where you can rely on each other and support each other, but the sparks and the fireworks are going to die. They're going to be lost after, you know, 2 years, 2 months, 2 hours.